And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome once again. It is time for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Inn, Mahome and Tallgrass Motors. Miss Dory Potter is in studio with us, and the Bartlesville Ladies Club is in action.
Well, Bartlesville Ladies Connection is my topic of today's discussions, and we've got some fun things coming up, and I just want to encourage people to mark their calendars for it. If you're not familiar with Bartlesville Ladies Connection, it's open to any ladies throughout our community who would like to join us. There's no membership or dues. Just come to one of our events and enjoy, and then come again when you can come. It's just very informal when it comes that way. There are a committee of us who organize it every month, so we get together every month to do the organization part of it, but once a month we have an event that we invite everybody to come to who can. Our next event that we're really excited about is going to be August 13th. Our events are usually the second Thursday of the month, so the second Thursday of August is August 13th, and we're scheduling it at Versus Sports Park, which, if people aren't familiar with that, that's a new indoor air-conditioned soccer facility.
Ooh.
That's over on the west side, kind of close to Agape Mission and kind of in that area. It's actually on South Morton Street, 301 South Morton. But it's an indoor air-conditioned soccer facility, so it's large, indoor, air-conditioned, so we can socially distance really well. So we'll have chairs set up in there so that we can have them 6 feet apart so that people can, you know, be careful in what they're doing. We encourage people to wear masks if they want to. But our program is going to be really interesting. In light of a lot of the things that have been going on for the last couple months, particularly last month in our nation, we're titling it Let's Listen to Those Who May Look Different Than Us. And we're going to have a panel discussion, and we're going to have some ladies who live in our community who are just going to kind of share some of their experiences. But they happen to, they're going to talk about the story behind my skin, because two of them are ladies that are black ladies of color. Two of them are white ladies who are married to black ladies and have biracial children. One of them is American Indian, and one of them is Hispanic. And so they're all going to just talk about different experiences that they've had, because I think a lot of times we don't have conversations. You know, we just, there's an elephant in the room. We just, you know, don't want to talk about it. But we are going to talk about it and let them share some of the things that they've had. You know, one of the ladies said, you know, I was in a Christian luncheon and all, and I was happened to be helping just pick up some of the plates at the table or whatever. And because she was a black lady, people thought, well, one of the ladies said, well, would you like to come be my maid this week or whatever and things? And she was kind of like, you know, no, I have a full-time job. Thank you. You know, or whatever type of thing. So, I mean, we can't assume things of what people's education, color, socioeconomic backgrounds and are for anyone, and that people need or want certain things. People are just helping people, and then they get placed into a certain demographic or something that way too. And the whole idea behind our Ladies Connection is we want to bring people together. We want people to have conversations. We want, God made each of us equal. You know, we are all created in His image. And so we want to have some discussions. And we think by having discussions, by having awareness talks, that that can only help people to be more intentional in what they say and do. And so that's the whole idea behind our program this time, is to do that. We also are going to have an inspirational speaker. Robin Reese from Texas is supposed to come. If she can't come because she happens to live in the Dallas area and because of the COVID thing, then we'll have a local speaker who kind of finishes up with the inspirational talk. But our main part will be the panel discussion. Leading our panel discussion will be Robin Reese from Texas, but also Millie Serrano here from Bartlesville, Carol Long, Melissa Turner, Cheryl Barboa, and Annette Ketchum. So a lot of people know those names and will recognize those names if you've been here in our community. And so I think those are leaders in their communities and within our community. And I think it will be very interesting to hear some of the experiences they've had and what they're willing to share with us. They're going to be very transparent with us. And so I think it should be interesting. So that being said, our event is August 13th, Thursday. It's a luncheon out at the Versus Sports Park. And our luncheon is going to be a catered box lunch from McAllister's. So again, it'll be easy for people to come in the door, get their lunch, go sit in their chair, and enjoy our luncheon, enjoy some time together in a socially distanced way. We also are planning to Zoom it, too. If there are people who can't get out but would like to enjoy our program, like to hear our program, we will be doing it on Zoom. If you come to the park and have the lunch and things like that, it is $10. If you do Zoom, it's free. So, but you do need to register, whichever you are, because if you're coming there, we need to have the number of box lunches, the accurate number for the catering, and because those will cost us for each one, so we need to have an accurate number. And then if you're doing Zoom, you need to register, because we need to give you the private link to be able to watch it, too. We want to keep that as secure as we can as well. The luncheon will start at 11:45. The program will start at noon, and we plan on going till 1 o'clock so people can do it over their lunch hour. We'll have a little extra time from 1 to 1:30, what we're calling open for conversations, so that if people don't have to get back to work right away or something, and they can stay around and just visit a little bit, this panel will maybe have started some conversations, and in that way they can have more conversations just with people one-on-one a little bit too if they'd like to. So That's the plan for our next luncheon. It's going to be kind of unique. We haven't done anything like this before, but I think it's going to be really special. We do ask for people to RSVP the Tuesday before, so that we can again have our numbers and have everything too. So you can start RSVPing now. If you want to just contact me here at the radio station, I'll be glad to take your name and your information and get you RSVP'd for that event. Then I want you to mark your calendars, because our event in September is actually going to be an annual event that we do every year. We usually do it in May, but because we couldn't do it in May, we've moved it to September, and it's actually September 10th, and it's our annual Business Women's Expo. And we do it at the Hilton Garden Inn, and we have tables, we have booths, and we have each table has a different women's business. Now, it might be a storefront business, or it might be a business that out of your home. It could be, you know, like your Pampered Chefs or your Avon's or things like this, or it could be storefront. We have like Stormwalker Ranch usually comes and has a table at it. But it's a business that is headed by a woman, led by a woman. That's the whole idea, that we're supporting women's businesses, and it's an expo for that. So we want to get to know you. There is not a cost for the businesses to have a table at the expo. The only thing we ask is that they give a door prize. And so that's part of the fun part of our program, is that we usually end up with about 20 to 25 businesses that have tables at this expo. And so we have 20 or 25 door prizes that everybody wins. So that's a whole lot of fun, too, and some really nice door prizes. That will be September 10th, again, like I said, in the evening at the Hilton Garden Inn. And those who will just want to come to the event, have dinner with us and all, I think it's going to be $14 or $15 or so for that, for the cost of the dinner. But again, we'll RSVP before that, and so you can know. But if you are a woman and have a business and you'd like to be a part of it, now is the time to start signing up for it, because we try not to have a lot of like businesses. So we don't want to have like three Pampered Chef tables, or we don't want to have three Avon tables, or you know, that type of thing too. So we do it kind of by category. So be the first one in your category to be able to sign up to be at our Business Women's Expo. So that's kind of fun. October 8th, we're going to be at Crossing Second, and it's called Conversations. It will be a luncheon on October 8th. November 12th, we're going to have our annual holiday extravaganza, and that is actually our fundraiser for the year. We do a silent auction, and we have people bring things. They bring items that they've made. They bring baked items. They bring handmade items, all kinds of things. It's kind of like a bazaar. I call it, you know, a glorified bazaar, but it's really nice and fun. And we do that out at Hillcrest Country Club, and we have a nice holiday, we call it holiday extravaganza, so we have a holiday lunch. We usually have turkey and dressing and things like that for lunch. One of the fun aspects of it is we also have a cake competition, and our centerpieces on are our cakes that have been designed by people. And you cannot imagine how nice and fancy some of these cakes are, because we give some nice prizes away for our cake competition. But all the cakes are also part of a live auction that we do. And to help, again, support our organization, Bartlesville Ladies Connection and Stonecroft Ministries, that we're a part of. So this is our one fundraiser for the year. People really look forward to it. It's a fun time. November 12th is the date for that. And then, of course, in December, we'll have our Christmas luncheon, and that's going to be December 10th. So a lot of neat things coming up. If you aren't familiar with Bartlesville Ladies Connection, just give me a call here at the station, and I can tell you more about it. We also, we do a jail ministry. We go in every Wednesday afternoon when it's non-COVID time into the jail, into the ladies pods, and take them Bible studies. Because the jails have been closed down for visitation because of the COVID thing, we've now been taking them a printed devotion once a week and all too, since we can't actually go in there. So we're still doing some jail ministry, but we're just not able to do it in person. And then once a month, we go in and do what we call a life lesson at the jail. And it might be on a topic of job interviews and how to keep a job. It might be on finances. It might be on parenting. It can be on any type of topic like that. But we do a life lesson for them also once a month. And again, because of COVID, we haven't been able to do that the last couple months. But as soon as things open up again, we look forward to going in and being able to do that in the jail too. So that's one thing that Bartlesville Ladies Connection does. We have our monthly events. We do the jail ministry. And then we also have Bible studies throughout the community that we do. And some of those are still going right now because they are small groups and they're doing them with socially distance. We've also done some on Zoom too. So if you're interested in any of the Bible studies, you can let me know. Some of them are very, I want to say, basic. If you've never been in a Bible study before, this is the type of Bible study you might want to be in, because the study guides that we use match up with the page numbers of the Bible that we use. So that when it says turn to John 3:16, it might say turn to page 745. So that if you've never been in a Bible study before, you're a little bit nervous about saying, okay, just turn to Habakkuk or something like this. And I didn't even know that was in the Bible, you know, or whatever. And stuff, where do I find it? You know, it'll say the page number to know where to find it. And so you're on the same level of everybody else as far as finding where things are. So these Bible studies are very user-friendly for people, and just non-threatening for the people who've never been in one before. And once you've been in one, you will not only enjoy the fellowship that you have with the people there, the prayer time that you have with the people there, but also just getting into the Word too. Whenever you're in the Word, you're going to gain new insights that you've never gotten before. And so I just encourage people to join us for those as well. Again, if there's any information, whether it be our Let's Listen luncheon in August or any the expo that we've got in September or our fundraiser that we'll have out at Hillcrest in November or anything in between, the Bible studies or jail ministry, just give me a call and I'll be glad to share one-on-one with you how you can help get and be involved with our group as well. So that's my spiel.
Thank you very much, Ms. Dory.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. This is Community Connection, and you're listening to K1, the one you trust. It's brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore.